the rest of the story. It was a beautiful plot of land in the Sierra foothills, 8 miles north of Placerville, California. Perfect spot for a home site. So the new owner hired 2 lumberjacks to clear the specified area and happily consulted an architect. But then came the forest fire of 1979. When the smoke had cleared and the earth had cooled, the owner returned to inspect what would have been the wooded vista surrounding what would never be his dream house in the foothills. He would sell the property, he sadly decided, but the lumberjacks had already been hired. They might as well clear the lot, and they did. It took a Caterpillar grader to remove the partly burned debris. The job was almost done when the one driving the heavy machinery turned around and looked behind him. My goodness, what was that? The path behind the grader, for 150 feet or more, was glistening in the afternoon sun, gleaming as though somebody had strewn diamonds along the way. No, it was not diamonds, but some shiny somethings. The workman leaped off the grader for a closer look. His voice shook as he called to the other tree cutter. Momentarily, both men were kneeling, staring dumbstruck at the ground, and then at each other, and then grubbing in the earth with trembling hands. Silver. Silver. They had discovered silver, an incalculable amount of it. And promptly, predictably, the 2 lumberjacks disappeared. At least they did not show up back at the lumber camp next day, nor the next, nor the one after that. They were later sighted in South Tahoe spending money at the casinos like the rich men they now were. For indeed, they had used the remaining daylight hours to load all of the silver they could into 5-gallon jerry cans, and they had fled like the thieves they also now were. For once upon another time, there had stood a cabin on that spot, and that cabin had housed a gentle, soft-spoken, pious recluse named Francis André, a backwoods holy man of sorts. Folks came from miles around simply for a touch of his hand. It healed them, believers said, and so it seemed. And then one day the gentle healer died, and his cabin burned to ashes. But those who had revered him sometimes whispered about Francis André's mine, a fortune of silver buried somewhere under the property on which he had lived for more than half a century. Thus far, in excess of $100,000 in silver has been removed, legally and otherwise, from that plot of land in the Sierra foothills. So the stories were true, almost. For the lumberjack's happenstance discovery was no silver mine, but instead an incredible mother load of silver dollars. For you see, the faith-healing mountain man Francis André had no use for money. And still, as an appreciative gesture, the healed left for him what had become a traditional token, 3 silver dollars. And thus did Francis André accumulate his unneeded wealth and leave it buried for others to find. A treasure in silver that he had honestly earned, $3 at a time. And now you know the rest of the story.